At the start of this academic year, in October 1865, I went to a physiology lecture, at the conclusion of which Mr. Savory gave notice that a lady, a Miss Colborne, had applied to be allowed to enter the school, and permission with certain restrictions had been granted. There was a great excitement all day about the proposed admission of the lady student. I went to Jackson's room to consult what measures should be taken to prevent, if possible, the lady from becoming a student. We drew up a petition to the medical council begging them to reconsider their decision, and this was at once taken round and signed by almost every man in college. On Tuesday, the 17th of October, Mr. Savory opened the physiology lecture by saying that, in consequence of the feeling evinced by some of the students, it was highly probable that the lady would not be allowed to come amongst us. This announcement received loud cheers and clapping. 2 weeks later, I went to the medical theatre, and had not been in there long, when in walked that lady, Miss Colborne. The theatre soon became crowded with men who hooted and screamed, but I walked out as soon as I could make my way to the door. In consequence of the violent state of feelings of the students, Dr. Black did not enter the theatre, but sent Thomas to beg the woman to go into the museum and speak to Callender, which she did, and order was restored. Mr. Callender had about an hour or two before he sent for Thomas and told him that Miss Colborne persisted in coming, in spite of all he could say or do to dissuade her, and that having entered the hospital, she refused to take back her fees, and, if not allowed to attend lectures, she would take the matter to her solicitor. On Tuesday, November the 7th, I went to the physiology lecture as usual. It had not proceeded very far when Miss Colborne walked in. Mr. Savory stopped and considered for a moment and then said, "Gentlemen, are you desirous that I proceed with this lecture?" Loud cries of "No, no," came from all parts of the theatre. He said, "Well then, I will put it to a vote," which he accordingly did, by show of hands, when only two men were in favour of the continuance of the lecture under such circumstances. The lady was not seen again at lectures in the hospital.